I want to talk about sticking with it, staying the course, keeping on going, or perhaps another way of saying that would be growing old with God. And I know a whole load of you probably are switching off when I said growing old, because you're thinking it's for people who've got grey hair that I'm talking now. But actually, I want to talk mainly to you if you are children or teenagers, adults. This is for all of us. But I was particularly thinking of the children and teenagers when God and I were working on this sermon. And what I want to do is I want to look at what our lives will be like when we are old, looking back on our lives and ask, what might our lives be like? And the people who are going to help us with that are Simeon and Anna, who we've just read about in the Bible. And Simeon and Anna were quite old. Let me just tell you that story again, in case you didn't quite get it the first time. Simeon and Anna were there one day in the temple when Mary and Joseph came in with baby Jesus, who was 40 days old. And Simeon was there because God had said to him that day, I want you to be in the temple. Anna was there because she was there every day, all the time. And when they brought Jesus in, Simeon spotted them, and he knew immediately who Jesus was. That was an amazing moment for Simeon. Whenever I read that, tears fill my eyes, because Simeon stood up and he said, my whole purpose in life, everything I'm for, has come true today. Because God had told him many, many years before, had said, Simeon, you will see my Messiah, who was talked about in the first reading, the Lord who will come into his temple. You will see him, and you will be a witness to tell everybody on that day what's going on. So Simeon stood up in front of everyone in the temple. It was a much bigger building than this. And he said, everybody, you've got to know this. The Lord has come. This baby is the Messiah who we've been waiting for. And it was amazing, so amazing for him. He said, I can now die in peace. My whole mission in life has happened. I've done it. What God had planned for me has happened. I can die in peace. When he looked back on his life that day, he was able to say, it's worked out. I've done it. I've arrived. Anna was also there. She was 84, which is pretty old these days, but was very, very old in those days. And she had been someone who'd been growing closer and closer to God for about 60 years. 60 years her life was devoted just to being with God in his temple. And she was there every day and every night waiting on God. And every now and then something would happen. And God would give her a message for people, because she was a prophet, you see. And she'd tell God about what, to tell people about what they needed to know from God. And I reckon Anna, looking back at her long life, must also have thought, this is a life where I have been following the mission that God has given me. I wonder what the mission is that God is giving each one of us here. What will it be like when you are 84 and you look back on your life? Will you be able to say, I can now die in peace because God gave me a mission, and because I've been living in that mission that God gave me all these years? Will you be able to do that? I hope so. I really hope so. Now, I'm not as old as Simeon and Anna, but already I can say that looking back on my life, I know that I'm living the mission that God gave me. I'm standing before you. This is the first Sunday I've been here as the Vicar of Greenside in Holy Spirit. Do you know God's been calling me to stand here today since as far back as when I was 9 years old? And I could tell you the story of that if you ask me afterwards. I know God's been calling me that long. And I've been walking on this journey since as far back as I was 9 years old, which is why it's important, children, that you hear this message today, because God's calling you as well at your age. There have been some important steps on that journey. Once, when I was about 12, I made a very important decision. I said to God, I am going to give my whole life to you, everything it's been, all the 12 years I've already lived, but all the, I don't know how many years to come, God, I'm going to give those years to you. And when I did that on that day, God filled me with his Holy Spirit, and I felt his presence and his love so powerfully, and my life hasn't been the same since then. And I've walked with him, that was over 30 years ago, and I'm still walking in this journey and discovering this mission that God has for me. Well, so you know a little bit about Simeon's mission, you know a little bit about Anna's mission, you know a little bit about my mission, but what about your mission from God? What is it when you are 84 that you'll look back on your life and you'll think, God gave me a mission? And hopefully you'll be able to say, I have been following that mission, the mission that God has given me. You know, it could be anything, could be anything at all. You might be called by God to be a priest like me, but not necessarily. You might be called by God to be like Anna, who was really, these days I think we'd call her a nun, someone who gave her life so wholly to God that when her husband died, she didn't get married again, which most people would have done in those days, but she spent all her time with God. You might be called to be a missionary and to go to the farthest part of the world to tell people about Jesus and share his love. Or you could be called to something that looks in many ways very ordinary, to have a home and a family and a job, but you'd never be a very ordinary person doing all of those things because you'll be following God's mission for your life. And it's amazing to have people who follow God's mission all over the place in the world, in all the normal jobs that people do, to have people following God's mission there means that God's church is everywhere and that Jesus can reach out with his love everywhere to everyone because there's people like you and me out there in the world. What about you? What might your mission from God be? I hope you're really excited, whatever age you are, as I talk about this, but you might not be. You might have some idea of what that mission might be. You might be a bit confused. I need to tell you a really important secret about this mission, because if you don't know this, it's going to be much, much harder. And the secret is this. It usually takes a lot of time. It usually takes a long, long time. Think about poor Simeon. The day before, don't think about him on the day when Mary and Joseph came in. What about the day before Mary and Joseph came in? If I went up to Simeon and said, so Simeon, tell me who wants to be Simeon. There we go. Roz, you can be Simeon. So Simeon, tell me, how are you doing with your life's mission? And Simeon would have said, I'm not really sure. Because he didn't know what was coming the next day, you see. He'd have gone, I don't know. And I said, well, what's your life's mission, Simeon? He'd have said, sorry, I'm not expecting you to answer. He'd say, well, I think God wants to show me the Messiah. But that's quite a big mission, isn't it? And if I said, so Simeon, how's it going? Has God shown you the Messiah yet? He'd have gone, well, no. And he might, if he was brave, have said, to be honest, I'm a little bit scared that I might have got it wrong because I'm getting old now. And I haven't seen the Messiah yet. And what if I made a mistake? But the thing about Simeon is, he was faithful. He kept going. He turned up when God told him to. On that day when God said, Simeon, you've got to get up today and get in the temple. He didn't go, oh, no, not again. Nothing's going to happen. He said, right, I'll be there today in the temple. And because he said that, he was there when Jesus came in. He kept going. He turned up. What about Anna? I bet she spent night and day in the temple. I bet there were long periods where it was just really boring for Anna. I think that's probably true, because I spend a lot of time praying, and don't tell anyone this, but sometimes I find it a bit boring, and just waiting on God. And there must have been all sorts of things she'd rather be doing out there, but because Anna turned up, because she kept going, because she was faithful, she was there every time God needed her. When God needed her to say something as a prophet, she was there. And she was there because she turned up. She was there on that day when Jesus came into his temple. I remember Julie and I, my wife, about 15 years ago, we moved to England and moved into a flat in Shepherd's Bush in London. And we decided, we need to be with the Lord's people on Sunday. We've got to be worshipping with the Lord's people. So we looked around and there was a church building near us. Didn't look particularly impressive. But we thought, we'll go there on Sunday because we need to turn up. Would have been easy to say, oh, it's our first Sunday in a new place. We'll leave that for another day. But we didn't. And you know, on that day, we could never have known this. On that day, we discovered an amazing church filled with amazing people and friends for life, people who we've journeyed with, people who we've seen God do incredible things with, and people who we still are very, very close to today because we turned up. And that's really important for all of us, because sometimes we move, don't we? Particularly important teenagers, when you go away to university or when you first leave home, you move to a new place, what are you going to do? Really important to say, I'm going to find out where the Lord's people are and I'm going to turn up on Sunday, because otherwise you never get around to it and you might miss what God is doing. There's so many distractions, so many things that get in the way. I know how hard it is. If you want to come to church on a Sunday morning, but you also like sports, if you're involved in a sports club, then what do you do? That's a really tough decision to make. And all of us have distractions, things that pull us away from turning up. And it can be really boring. I remember when I was a teenager in worship at a communion service, just flip, have you ever done this? Flipping through the pages and going, how much longer is this service going to go on for? I want to go home. It can be really boring. I want to make a promise to you today. My promise is this. Whatever age you are, I'm going to try and make sure that worship is as good as possible for all of us every time we meet. It's not always going to be perfect for all of us, but I'm going to try to make sure worship is as good as possible for all of us. That's my promise to you. I wonder if you might think about making a promise to me. This is a promise. I'll be there. I'll turn up. I wonder if you might do that. If you make that promise, then you will be there at the moments when God breaks in and when amazing things happen. And you'll be taking one more step along that journey of your mission with God. And one day, when you're 84, you'll look back on your life and you'll say, I know what my mission was, and my mission has been fulfilled. I too can die in peace. Amen.